frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
They was making mad, passionate love. Mad, passionate love. There in the park, they was happy as a lark, billing and cooing. They was making mad, passionate love. Mad, passionate love. They're all alone in a world of their own, doing their wooing. He whispered, I love you. My heart's all a twitter over you. We'll forever a love nest if you love me too. They was making mad, passionate love. Mad, passionate love. Then the lightning flashed and the thunder crashed, so the two little birdies flew away. So the two little birdies flew away. They was making mad, passionate love. Mad, passionate love. Then the lightning flashed and the thunder crashed, so the two little birdies flew away. So the two little birdies flew away.
Welcome to show 25, A Yoko Free Zone. That was Mad Passionate Love by Bernard Breslau, the one in all those Carry On films who was forced by his appearance to act stupid. And here's Kevin Coyne and Talking to No One.
Talking to no one is strange. Talking to someone is stranger. You might be in danger, yeah, if you say too much in this world. Being on your own is hard. Being with someone is harder. All the confusion inside you. There's no one to guide you. Might find a friend in the end, you know I
That was Talking to No One by Kevin Coyne. And next is Zoot Money, who was often found playing keyboards for Kevin. And it's his track, Eight is the Colour. This week's featured artists are the Raskolnikovs. It's the Rational Bollocks. Here they are, anyway. First of two numbers from them are Black Smoke and Bury the Night. That's bury as in having or covered with protective barbs, or quills, or spines, or thorns. B-U-R-R, oh fucking no, sod it. Why don't I just play the tracks?
F- want to get out and cruise down the streets that I love and my teacher girls I'm seeing them. We're gonna go down to the ball and I won't cry anymore. On my whiskey I like is the pattern to try something good enough. I'm gonna marry the
from the Raskolnikovs later. They'll never get anywhere with a name like that. But now it's over to Uncle Buffo.
Hi, fan. It's great to be back after all those weeks where there wasn't enough time for my comedy spot, apparently. Anyway, I'll sort frogs out later. This week, I have an excerpt from Greg Proop's podcast, The Smartest Man in the World. Here he is reading an item from the Globe and Mail.
This is from the Globe and Mail this morning. It's an editorial, yesterday's Globe and Mail, the trusting evidence instead of rhetoric. It's all about the drug war, because as you know, your prime minister here, Mr. Harper, is not on the side of marijuana. And in our country, President Hope has promised... When he was elected, he promised that he was not going to prosecute marijuana. As you recall, Bill Clinton said he didn't inhale, and Obama said, "I inhaled. That's the point." 4 years into this, he's prosecuting all the medical marijuana places that are extant in the United States. They're coming after marijuana in a big way. They closed down a place called Oaksterdam in Oakland, California, which was a vital learning center and place where the sick went to receive succor and sustenance. And so he's been a complete Shonda about marijuana. Shonda is a Yiddish word that means little embarrassment. Yiddish is what Jews speak when they're controlling the media. Now... there was a panel, apparently, a Blue Ribbon Global Commission on Drug Policy. Well, you can imagine that group of unhappy, rapey, fucking fat-ass white guys in a room talking about our lives and what drugs mean to us and shit. Guys who've never smoked a joint in their life. Guys who've never bought a dime bag on the corner. Guys who've never smoked pot so long that they forgot to turn the fucking TV off and fell asleep in a bowl of their own poutine. Paul Vogt... George Shultz, the former U.S. Secretary of State. Oh, yeah. When I think about hipster smoke reefer fucking groove cat, I think George Shultz, the former head of Bechtel and the Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan. What he wouldn't know about marijuana, boy, you could put in the cargo hold of a scow here and take out into whatever the Bay of Fundy and fucking dump it and have room for the entire knowledge of the universe is what you could have. Then Paul Volcker, who was the former chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. The Federal Reserve Board is an institution in the United States that's in charge of making sure the poor will never raise out of poverty. So you'd think he'd know something. And then Sir Richard Branson, a director of the Drug Policy Alliance. That can't be the same Sir Richard Branson that's the head of Virgin Airlines, can it? If it was, I would trust this report a little bit more, because anyone who owns Necker Island and a bunch of islands around the world and has that fucking unspeakable long hair at that age and facial hair that Richard Branson has, you know, has burned a fucking fat one and listened to Toots and the Maytals all night long while consuming pina coladas and being fed cherries by nubile black maidens wearing nothing but grass skirts with their hamies out and orchids around their necks. The drugs are freely available right now to all the drug users and addicts in your country. They get them by giving money to the criminal underworld, says Mr. Branson. Au contraire. They get them by giving it to their fucking pot dealer. My pot dealer's not a member of the criminal underworld. I've never seen him wear a white fucking tie with a black shirt and a striped Panama hat or anything like that. He's never worn knuckle dusters and driven up in a Duesenberg and got me with his Roscoe. I think you buy marijuana from friendly fucking pot dealers, in my experience. There are 250 million illicit drug users in the world today. Lowball! Well, how many people are in the world? 4 or 5 billion or something like that? 250 million drug users? I don't fucking hardly think so. Hey, George Shultz. Great fucking adding there. Awesome math. 10% are dependent on drugs. Again, let's fucking call that one back. I wouldn't say I was dependent. Let's just say I need an assistant and a friend. Cocaine use has gone up by 27%. Well, I wonder why that is. Cocaine cost $100 a gram then. Cocaine cost $100 a gram now. Yet marijuana went from $10 an ounce to fucking $500 an ounce in the same time period. So you tell me if the war on drugs is winning. Let's see here. Heroin, da 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 da. Despite all the evidence to the contrary, the false assumption that users are deterred by punishment is still invoked with great conviction by many, including Mr. Harper. No one goes, I'm about to boot this fucking Mexican brown into my eyeball, because if I don't, I'm going to be jinky as a fucking chinchilla on a meth binge. And I don't want to beat this old lady to death with a fucking plastic rake that I have in my possession so that I can score more. But if I do, I wonder what the penalties will be. If you're going to be a fucking junkie, you're going to be a fucking junkie. I believe Curtis Mayfield said it best. Freddy's on the corner now. If you want to be a junkie, wow. Remember, Freddy's dead. We're all filled up with progress, but sometimes I must confess, we can deal with rockets and dreams, but reality, what does it mean? Ain't nothing said. Because Freddy's dead. Enforcement of drugs is the stupidest, biggest, giantest waste of money in the history of fucking mankind. The idea that marijuana is some sort of gateway drug is absolutely fucking ridiculous. I've been smoking marijuana for all afternoon, and all the way back to the 70s, and I've never gone, God, I could really go for some China White. And I could just shoot that shit right between my toes tonight and do the best proof cast ever. You don't really make that fucking leap unless you're bent that way, if you want my fucking opinion, and you're getting it right now. There's a war on drugs. How come there's not a war on war? You know what I'm saying? Don't you think war costs more lives, makes more people unhappy, fucks up the world more, ruins the economy, leaves us all fucking gasping for breath, having to work as hard as we fucking can all the time while libraries are cut, while healthcare is cut, while everything is fucking cut, so that they can maintain all these giant fucking global wars at all fucking time? The point of war is to destroy resources so that no one can have any fucking money. That's the point of war. The point of a war on drugs is so that we won't be happy. Why do people use drugs, Greg? Because they fucking work. That's why people use drugs. That's what Fran Lebowitz said, and it's true. You smoke a joint and you don't give a fuck about the government for 2 seconds of your fucking life, or your boss, or your shitty corporate fucking existence. That's why drugs are awesome, ladies and gentlemen. Cannabis is on, this is my favorite sentence in the whole thing here. Alcohol is the third most harmful substance following here. Again, don't break into discussion groups. This isn't your time to chat. You'll find that it's my time to chat for the whole hour. And then later, when we adjourn, you may go out onto the street here, have your cigarette 16 feet away from the door. Which, by the way, you pay $10 for a pack of cigarettes. Shouldn't you be able to smoke them fucking anywhere in Canada? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you fucking should. They're taxing you to death on cigarettes. We're grown-ups. We're in a saloon. You should be able to smoke. Sorry. That's what grown-ups do. They do what grown-ups get to fucking do. But smoking... Don't be a fucking pussy. You're in a saloon. You're drinking poison. No one's forcing you to do it. There's no children in here, for fuck's sake. Alcohol is the third most harmful substance, following heroin and cocaine. Cannabis is 10th on the list, behind tobacco. And yet tobacco and alcohol are legal, while cannabis is not. This is the Globe and Mail. This is not me. Illicit drug use accounts for 250,000 deaths a year, compared with alcohol, which kills 2.3 million people a year. Fucking cheers. Don't be a casualty tonight. Many political leaders and public figures acknowledge that repressive strategies have only made the drug problem worse. It took 14 years for America's leader to repeal prohibition. After 50 years of the failed drug war, it's time for today's leaders to find the courage to speak out. Fucking A. Exactly. That was the Globe and Mail, you guys, of all papers, right? Not exactly the bleeding heart lefty Vancouver fucking roll a joint in the Globe and Mail bud paper.
You are listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. If you have not heard Greg's podcast, then check it out. There's a link on Frog's blog. That's madasaboxof.blogspot.com. Mad as a box of, all one word. I'll follow the link from this page. Okay, back to you, Frogs. I'll be waiting to have a word with you after the show.
No, there's no need for that, Uncle. Now, here's the best band in the galaxy. Yup, it's Gong, with Yoni Poem and Dance with the Pixies. And this is for Purple Poo Pixie.
Yoni, Yoni, I am a witch. I heal dogs and talk to animals. There are good witches, bad witches, middle witches, midwives, and doctors and growers of herbs. Witches play in the forest with lions and bears. A witch can split into hundreds of witches and fly on the wind. No first, no last, no chief, no followers. Witches are free, free, free. They go where they want, do what they want, and it harm no one, no one, no one. Catch the magic in your hand, in birdsong and the sound of whales. Make little spots of synchronicity and things that work like magic. For all who think freely, act kindly, walk wisely, love trees. Of the wild. the horse, I know the wisdom of the child.
The good witch Yoni is her name. I have met you in a dream. You will find her down beside the sea, dancing with the pixies.
I know myself through plants and trees. Up there somewhere, my secret bee. Living in the forest by the tree, brewing up the spaceman tea.
Find the green man if you can. Good witch Yoni, there you are. She makes spells with the wild man by the sea and dances with the pixies.
From tiger to cat, from wolf to dog, messengers coming to clear the fog. Different angles speak to me.
With no fear, you never lie. See the message in the sky. The signatures of nature never die. They dance with the pixies.
Bring original notions. Animal magic brings to me things I never thought I'd see.
She says, follow your own voice, not mine. Drink your tea and start to climb. Leave your body back home when you come and dance with the pixies.
I spike my tea with pixie wit and intelligent glee. I sing the language of the wind, animal song with rhythms on skin.
She has secrets no one knows. She discovered long ago. They dance to know not what we know. So dance with the pixies. Find the green man if you can. Good witch Yoni, there you are. She makes spells with the wild man by the sea.
Was Yoni Poem and Dance with the Pixies by Gong. Now the final two tracks from the Raskolnikovs. First, Fantasia, followed by I Am Not, the short version.
We'll be right back. Yeah. American definition of slander. I was a palace politician and teacher. Bring back those exciting walls and turn over those wheels. I'm a dark man, he's a man,
thank you.
stupid things about the war.
I'm not working on
just a dude who writes stupid things about the war.
Now, I'm playing this next track for any of you out there who think you hate Yoko Ono. It's Mike Patton and Listening 5. See, Yoko's not so bad, really. And I must thank friend of the show, Angio, who made it possible for me to play that track. Now, let's calm down a bit with one of my favourite Dusty Springfield numbers, and one that's not as well known as I think it deserves to be. It's Mockingbird.
Don't sing.
He's gonna
band.
He's gonna
band.
And in the diamond ring,
diamond.
The next is Spirit and Nature's Way. Here's someone I've only just discovered, Mika and Toy Boy.
I'm a wind-up toy in an up-down world. If you leave me all alone, I'll make a mess for sure. I've a heart of gold in the smallest size. Leave me in the dark, you'll never hear me cry. More than an illustration, points of articulation, come to life on a brass spring. Such a wonderful plaything. It's a cruel cross that I have to bear. If you come a little close, I'm going to pull your hair. More than just a toy in a patched blue suit. Hold me in your arms, I'm just a boy like you. But your mama thought there was something wrong. Didn't want you sleeping with a boy too long. It's a serious thing in a grown-up world. Maybe you'd be better with a Barbie girl. You knew that I adored you, but you left me in Georgia. Toys are not sentimental. How could I body for rental. She's the meanest hag that has ever been. Pulled out my insides with an old safety pin. I'm the sorest sight, now I feel like trash. Clothes are made of rags and they don't even match. So she dressed me up as the man she loved and threw me in a box when she had had enough. Now the light of day I no longer see. She stuck her voodoo pins where my eyes used to be. Accidentally tragic, victim of her black magic. Had a boy once who loved me. Now he's so afraid of me. On a long lost day when you're gray and old, he'll be there remembering your old toy boy. When your oldest son's wondering what to be, tell him the story of a boy like me.
I've run out of time again, so if you have been, then thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time, and I'll end with Faust and Party 6.